State of opportunity.
State of opportunity.
I want to be a firefighter.
A ballerina.
I want to be a Batman.
There's a familiar sound this time of year. The bell ringers are out, the red kettles are filling up, and one of the most iconic fundraising campaigns in America is underway. The Salvation Army's Red Kettle Campaign raises money to help people throughout the year, and that includes extra help for the holidays for families in need. But as Dustin Dwyer from Michigan Radio's State of Opportunity Project found out, some people in Michigan who need the help might be left out because of a simple, persistent misunderstanding at some local Salvation Army centers.
The Salvation Army is a crucial resource for many people all year round. It provides housing assistance, food assistance, utility assistance, and all kinds of other help to people in need. And around the holidays, that effort ramps up with Christmas assistance. Mary Wilkins is Social Services Director for the Salvation Army's Western Michigan and Northern Indiana Division.
If a low-income family is not able to afford a Christmas for their household, we try to step in and fill the gap and make sure that they have a holiday meal. And then in addition to that, we want to make sure that the kids get something for Christmas, a toy to remember it by.
Anyone who wants to sign up to receive assistance has to go through their local Salvation Army. And those sign-ups have already begun across the state. In some cases, the application window is already closed. But a few weeks ago, I got an email from someone concerned about the sign-up process at her local Salvation Army in Holland. The email was from Sarah Jorvan Oosterhout of Lighthouse Immigrant Advocates. She'd been notified about a flyer going around for sign-ups and what was required for anyone who requested assistance.
The first two things on the list of documents you had to produce was the Social Security number and a state ID.
That's a problem for the people Jorvan Oosterhout works with. Many of them are undocumented immigrants who, by state law, can't get an official state ID and don't have a Social Security card.
So without those two pieces of documentation, they assume that they're automatically ineligible for a program. And so they're not even going to bother showing up at these different offices to try to take advantage of these assistance programs.
To Jorvan Oosterhout, requiring these documents is a clear case of discrimination. And it turns out, Salvation Army's regional and national offices agree. Here's Mary Wilkins again.
Salvation Army has a policy that we serve without discrimination. And so our policy is not to require a Social Security card, but to work with people to be as flexible as possible to provide a type of ID that will just verify their identity.
Despite this policy, a quick check online found at least 6 local Salvation Army chapters in the state of Michigan that say they require Social Security cards for anyone applying for Christmas assistance. One is in Big Rapids. Chris Carlin is the Salvation Army lieutenant there.
We definitely, take it on a case-by-case basis and try to make sure that we're serving everyone that we can.
So, sorry, why does it say on the flyer that the requirement to register for Angel Tree signups, it says Social Security cards and valid ID?
It's just because that's the original flyer that came out. But it's something that, we are definitely trying to work with people on. So,
Carlin says, as far as he knows, the flyers haven't discouraged anyone in his area from applying. But immigrant advocate Sarah Jorvan Oosterhout says the flyers alone are enough to discourage her clients from seeking help.
You're dealing with a very timid population who's not not willing or able to advocate for themselves, and so they don't know that necessarily that these are flexible policies, and so I'm not sure that they would even think to call.
Now, the leader of the local Salvation Army in Holland says he's already replaced the flyers that went out earlier this year, and they are still taking applications for Christmas assistance. With State of Opportunity, I'm Dustin Dwyer, Michigan Radio News.
Support for State of Opportunity comes from the W.K. Kellogg Foundation, a partner with communities where children come first.